Well, Pope Benedict was also the third pope in modern times to visit Hagia Sophia, now a museum, but formerly a Christian Byzantine basilica that rivaled the architectural splendor of St. Peter's. It later became a mosque under Ottoman rule. Just as his predecessors, Paul VI and John Paul II, did before him, Pope Benedict was given a tour of Hagia Sophia and signed the Golden Book there, which dignitaries are invited to sign when visiting the building. Well, to find out more about the extraordinary history and architecture of Hagia Sophia, I spoke to Elizabeth Lev, a professor of Christian art and architecture at Duquesne University's Rome campus.
Hagia Sophia is an interesting reflection of an area of the world that has lived a very troubled history and a very dramatic history. In many ways, the Church of Hagia Sophia has seen things that the Basilica of St. Peter's hasn't. The church was originally built by Constantine as part of his great rebuilding program after the legalization of Christianity, and it was consecrated in 360, but it was destroyed in riots in 404 and promptly rebuilt in 415. But shortly thereafter, in yet another riot, 532, the church was devastated again. And this time, the Emperor Justinian decided to rebuild the church, not just as another church, not just as a rebuild, but he was going to build it as a showcase of this new capital, this beautiful city, Constantinople. And it was built in 5 years, which is extremely quickly, and it ended up being one of the great architectural wonders of early Christianity.
What do we see when we go in there today?
Well, today you see the church as a museum. You see the marks and the numerous marks of what has happened to this church over the years. The inauguration of Justinian's Basilica, which was December 27, 527, the inauguration of this basilica began a period of many, many trials. The dome collapsed twice in the 500s alone. And then the church was occupied in 1204 by the Crusaders. And for a span of about 50 years, it became a Roman Catholic cathedral, and it was consequently sacked, and many beautiful things and objects were removed. But in 1453, Constantinople fell to the Ottoman Turks, and the Church of Hagia Sophia was turned into a mosque. And because of the prohibition of images, human figures as images in the Muslim religion, the fabulous mosaics that had formed a shimmering skin on the inside of this basilica were covered with big plaster panels. And then medallions were added at a later point with verses of the Quran written on them. And so today, when you walk into this space, which in the end was secularized in 1935 and just became a museum, you walk into what is a tourist attraction with the remnants of its time as an Islamic center for prayer and the remnants of its time as a Christian church, but now just an empty buy-a-ticket-and-visit space.
But many of these panels, the mosaics, which were covered up with plaster, the plaster has been removed so people can actually see some of the mosaics.
You can see some traces of the mosaics. However, there have been the creation of some of the plaster panels that covered the original mosaics were actually taken down during the years of Turkish occupation, and the mosaics underneath were repaired. So some of those medallions are still visible. But the ceiling pantocrator was damaged considerably. The addition of the panels damaged it considerably. So you have some images of a program of, you know, Christ and the apostles and the angels, plus this, you know, fabulous shimmering decoration on the arcades. But the original program, the original vision is gone.
Nonetheless, it's very significant that during the Muslim period, they did not destroy the images. They merely covered them over. And then periodically, like you said, restored some of the mosaics.
The Church of Hagia Sophia had a tremendous impact on the Muslim conquerors. They took as a model Hagia Sophia and the greatest of the Muslim architects, who was Kokas Sinan. And he lived right around the same time as Michelangelo, surprisingly enough. They're both 16th century architects. His works, built in Istanbul, they are all modeled after the Hagia Sophia. And in a certain sense, you see as he builds these domes, I think the first one is 85 feet in diameter, then it goes to 87, then it goes to 102. He's trying to surpass the dome of Hagia Sophia, which is, I believe, 100 feet in diameter. And so this tremendous influence that the church had on them, that there would be a respect towards the beauty of the church, although the decorations themselves were offensive to the religious sentiment of the Ottomans.
If Hagia Sophia was a marvel of early Christian architecture, it is mirrored by the Blue Mosque, which faces it on the same Istanbul Esplanade. In a sign of respect for his Islamic hosts, Pope Benedict also paid a visit there Thursday. Susie Hodges looks at the significance the Blue Mosque has for Turkish Muslims and how some are looking at the Pope's visit there.
The Pope's visit to the Blue Mosque in Istanbul was a late addition to his itinerary of his visit to Turkey. The Blue Mosque is probably the city's most famous landmark and is the only mosque in Turkey with 6 minarets. It was commissioned by Sultan Ahmed I at the start of the 17th century, and its name comes from the hand-painted blue tiles used to decorate its interior. Zeynep Özbek is a Turkish student studying at Rome's Pontifical Gregorian University. She told me that symbolic gestures like the Pope's visit to this mosque often speak louder than words.
Unfortunately, both Christians and Muslims do not have a true, genuine knowledge of each other, and they always rely on what is presented in the media. And so those kinds of gestures and visits are more important than some declarations or some meetings, some official occasions. So majority of the Muslims in Turkey are interested in his visits of the Blue Mosque rather than what's put forth by the Catholic Church in the documents.
So do you think they will see it as a sign of respect?
Sure. It will be regarded as a sign of respect and as a sign of good intention in the relationship between Muslims and Christians.
Now, tell us something about the Blue Mosque. Very briefly describe it and tell us why it's so important for Muslims in Turkey.
It is just the opposite Hagia Sophia, which is a museum now, neither a mosque nor a church. It is almost as big as Hagia Sophia, and it is one of the most important mosques. It is the mosque which is visited most in Istanbul by the tourists because it has beautiful calligraphy works on the walls, and it is constructed in Ottoman times, and Muslims come together for prayer 5 times a day.
That was Zeynep Özbek, a Turkish student, and I'm Susie Hodges.